This spring, the Texas legislature officially named the city of Dripping Springs the wedding capital of Texas. Well, chances are good that when Texas lawmakers cast their votes for the designation, they probably weren't contemplating the Supreme Court's docket. Fast forward to this week. Yesterday, the Rusk County Commissioner's Court formally accepted the resignation of County Clerk Joyce Lewis Kugel. That's apparently the first Texas elected official to quit office rather than abide by the U.S. Supreme Court decision legalizing gay marriage. But Rusk County is one thing. Let's get back to that wedding capital of Texas, shall we? How is the big wedding industry in that small city 30 miles outside of Austin adjusting? Kim Hanks owns Swim Hospitality and the wedding venue Camp Lucy. She's been serving couples in the area for more than a decade, an area which, well, you know, if it's the wedding capital of Texas, I guess it's the de facto gay wedding capital of Texas, too. Kim, have you seen any changes since the Supreme Court decision?
Interestingly enough, I really have. In the last 5 years managing Camp Lucy, we have only had one same-sex marriage. And this last weekend, we had two lesbian couples come and take a tour of our facility, and they were very excited.
Now, I just want to be clear. When you say you're in the hospitality business, are you the person that couples go to when they're trying to bring together all the different aspects of a wedding? Is that part of what you do?
We do everything. We have a party rental company. Mm-hmm. We have a catering company, a floral company, and we also manage Camp Lucy, which is a very famous wedding venue out in Dripping Springs.
So in the past, if you had a same-sex couple approach you and say, hey, we'd like to do something there at Camp Lucy, would you have any difficulty pulling together all the different aspects of what goes into a marriage?
In the past, it was hard to find gay-friendly vendors. And I had a personal experience about 8 years ago where I was the wedding coordinator. Mm-hmm. And I had this beautiful couple that had come to me and said, oh, I'm getting married at this venue out in the Hill Country. I'm so excited. But do you know any gay-friendly vendors that will work with us? Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, of course. You know, it's going to be beautiful. You're a wonderful couple. It's going to be lovely. So as I was working on, you know, collecting these vendors, I ran across a problem. And it was with a florist. You know, I was talking about the colors and the couple, and she was a little bit quiet and said, well, let me just get back with you. I'm not sure if I have the date. And when I had called earlier, she said she had the date. So I was a little confused, and she wrote me a beautiful email expressing her views and how she didn't feel comfortable servicing the couple. And that was really hard. And I was really embarrassed to go back and say, you know, we're going to have to go and try this again. There's nothing wrong. We're just going to find someone that's a good fit for us.
So since the Supreme Court decision, have you seen that? Have you seen a change in attitude there in Dripping?
I really have. It was such a small community when mm-hmm. I started out a little over 10 years ago. There were only a couple of us. So when someone wanted a florist, you had two to choose from. If you wanted a cake person, you know, we didn't have any cake people out there. So you would have to kind of venture out and try to find people. Now that we've have this hospitality industry out in Dripping Springs, there's more to choose from. Yes, you are going to have people that really have firm beliefs and they do not want to work with our same-sex couples. But there's plenty of other people that are happy and they just don't see an issue there.
Sounds like that there's still a good deal of ambivalence.
You know, there really is. You know, right after the ruling, I had a meeting with my own staff, and we were talking about, okay, let's do a little role play. Let's see what this looks like, because how do you say, here's the bride's room, here's the groom's room? Mm-hmm. They kind of stumble their way through,
right,
and they feel like they're overcompensating. You know, I think I'm being nice enough. I think they feel welcome. And we just needed to do a little role play. How do we make it seem seamless? Because we haven't had the opportunity to service a lot of same-sex couples.
Kim Hanks is a business owner and wedding vendor operator in Dripping Springs, the wedding capital of Texas. Kim, thank you so much for your candor. I appreciate it.
Thank you.